High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. It's Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central here tonight from the Patriot Gym. It's a girls-boys basketball doubleheader with a girls game up first. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle, and coach sitting at 13-5 on the season facing Adams Central tonight. I know the fans look forward to this ball game. Do the players and the coaches look forward to it?
I think so. I think it's a big game. No matter what the records are, you can throw those out the window. It's a crosstown rivalry, so to speak, and we see these girls in the summer. And I think all the girls know each other pretty well, and so it's fun in that aspect.
And it's coming up here in just a few minutes on 1230 KHS. You guys coming off of a win over Grand Island Central Catholic the other night. You stumbled in the conference tournament, so you got back on the right track with that win over Central Catholic.
Yeah, Mike, it was a good win. Grand Island Central Catholic plays real good defense, and we had a real good shooting performance and put up a lot of points on them. I wasn't expecting to put up that many points, and we did a real nice job on offense. And played good, solid defense again. Katie Brand's a real good player, and the Sorehand girl's a good shooter. And so, you know, they bring a few things to the table, but we really thought we did what we were supposed to do that night.
So your season winding down, the regular season, you got a ball game against Sutton on Thursday, then next week right into the sub-district competition. So this is kind of a final tune-up here tonight.
It is, and once February hits, boy, it goes fast, you know, and even January seemed to fly by. And so we don't have very many days left and games left, and so, yeah, you know, we want to relish each moment we can, and before you know it, Tuesday night we'll be playing sub-districts.
Happy with the progress of this team heading into the postseason?
Yes and no. I mean, there's some areas I had hoped for to be a little better, but I think overall we're playing good defense. I think you're seeing certain kids step up at certain times, which you always like to see. And I think when we go out there tonight, Thursday, even next week, we're going to go out there and just try to make plays. And if we do, we're going to excel, and if we don't, we're going to be in trouble.
A couple of things you want to work on tonight, maybe in the ball game as well on Thursday before the sub-districts roll out?
I think you just want to fine-tune everything. You're not going to change much, and every team this time of year isn't going to change many things. I'll make some adjustments here and there. But I think the number one thing is stay healthy. We don't want anybody sick or injured, and I think that's the biggest part.
Facing Adams Central team has struggled so far this season. Just your vibes on the Patriots so far?
Well, I think they're scrappy, you know, and they played some teams fairly tough at times. Yeah, they played Aurora to an overtime game, who was a good team, and I think they played a couple other games that were right in the battle. And as far as what they do, they're going to bring a lot of energy tonight. You just know it. You can feel it as you walk in the gym. There's a lot of juice in the air. And I think part of that is if they beat us, it may make their season. And so we have to be on our toes.
What about maybe some of the keys to stopping the Patriots tonight?
I think not necessarily what they want to do. I think we need to do what we want to do. It sounds silly, but I think we need to try to control the game with what we do well. And I think more in our attitude, in our locker room, we're going to talk about ourselves rather than what they do. I think defensively we have to really shut down their dribble penetration and get their boards. But that's always the case. That's what we need to do defensively every night. And on offense, I think we just need to execute and put the ball in the basket.
They've got some potential to hit some outside shots. It's a team that can shoot the basketball, so you have to be aware of that.
Well, I think every team this time of year, they went through the season and they shoot the ball when they're open. They shoot it pretty well because they've put in the time and the practices, and so you always have to be aware of that. And it seems like, you know, recently every time a team's open gets open three, they don't mess around. They nail the thing. And so, you know, we hope to not give them very many opportunities. Thanks, Mike.
That's John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll check in with Tim Barker as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Hey, we're back on tonight's pregame show as we get set for Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. The girls' game up first as we spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker, and coach coming off of a 1-1 week in your conference tournament, knocking off Gibbon in the opening round 52-35 and then losing to Ravenna 49-31. Obviously, maybe played a little bit better in the conference tournament.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, we were able to see a familiar opponent that we knew that we matched up with pretty good, and you know, somebody that didn't have size on us, and you know, we were pretty even. We just were able to come out and shoot really well, and that was a big difference between the games.
And talk about that Ravenna encounter. You lose by 18 points, but a pretty good matchup with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it was, and it's another situation where it isn't a team that's a lot bigger than us. They just play really physical and shoot really well and play very aggressive, and we were able. I was really impressed with how aggressive our girls played, and we played good defense, caused them some issues with some of the things that they're really good at, which is driving the basketball and then making back cuts and either hitting people on those back cuts or kicking it out, shooting threes. And our girls just did a great job of defending them. And, you know, we just had trouble scoring in the third quarter, and that let them get a little bit of a lead. And they were able to kind of sit on that a little bit.
You have another chance at Ravenna coming up in your final ball game of the regular season on Thursday night.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, our girls were excited about the way that they played. And we're, you know, after it was over, they wanted another shot at them. So they were kind of asking about, you know, if it was Tuesday, Thursday or whatever. So, you know, that was good to see that they were ready to take that challenge again and match up against Ravenna. And, it's a good test anytime you play them. They play so sound defensively, and they pressure you the full length of the floor. And we've seen that so many times. Or, you know, our girls just did a good job. We still had trouble with some turnovers, which Ravenna does that to most teams. And we just had some shots that you know, could have gone for us in that third quarter, and they just rimmed out. We had a couple that we thought were down, and you know, Anna Queen had a shot that she turned to go back down the floor because she thought it was down, and it came out. So that happens.
You've got the ball game tonight with St. Cecilia, and then a ball game on Thursday against Ravenna. Then you'll see most likely another a familiar foe in Gibbon in the first round of the sub-district tournament next week. So you got some teams coming up. You guys are pretty, I guess, familiar with.
Yeah, we do, and you know, some teams that we match up with that we just have to play really hard and you know, play aggressive and take shots, and you know, our kids have to make plays, and that's really what it's going to come down to, you know, down the stretch here is, you know, we run some plays and things, and you know, they just have to be able to make some plays, and the ball has to go in for us. That's one of the big things is, you know, we have to be able to score points and stay with people, and then of, you know, of course you have to take care of the ball and rebound, and these are teams that we can do that against, and you know, I still think that our girls can surprise some people. We just, you know, need some of those things to really click and get some momentum going.
You face a St. Cecilia team tonight. Your girls are excited about this one as much as the fans probably are?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's a big challenge. We know that they're talented. They have a lot of depth, and they have some size. You know, that will cause us some issues. So there are going to be some matchup issues. But, you know, we just have to go out and play really hard and control the things that we can control, try and take care of the ball. And, you know, they did a great job of converting turnovers into points, and they can score a lot of points on you in a hurry, and you just have to, you know, just continue to work as hard as they are and you know, kind of do a lot of the similar things. We have to make shots on the outside, and we have to make sure that we defend them well inside.
Janelle Farmer, one of the leaders for Hastings St. Cecilia, averaging about 13 points per ball game. Plans on her tonight?
Well, you just have to try and make her work. You know, she just does a great job. She is one of those players that you can just kind of look effortless out there at times and just, you know, really a smooth player, smart player, you know, plays well with the other players on the team, especially Morgan, and, you know, they pass the ball well. And she can shoot the three. She can drive on you. She can drive and dish. She can drive and kick. Really is a great guard out there running the floor and you know, can shoot the pull-up jumper, shoot the deep shot. She really is very talented, and it creates a lot of problems, so we're going to have to help on one another and just try and make her work for everything that she gets.
Got a pretty good inside game all year long with Caitlin Ernst and Olivia Thomas, too. They could have the advantage inside there.
Yeah, and that's just another area where we'll have to work really hard and try and limit their opportunities. You know, checking out is something that we've worked on. It's something that I think we've improved on as far as our ability to get the rebound and then clear it out. We've had several situations where we've had rebounds and they've been able to get tips, or they've trapped on the rebound and been able to cause some turnovers there also. And you know, we just have to really make sure we concentrate on clearing the ball and getting it back up the floor.
A couple of things that the Patriots will have to do to sneak out of here with a win tonight.
Well, we have to shoot the ball really well, and we have to control the turnovers. You know, a lot of it's going to be offensive things. We have to make sure we can score points. I know that they will. And you know, defensively, we just have to play really, really hard.
Basically, weather the storm. They can get some runs on you in a hurry, like you said, but you just got to weather the storm and hopefully be around in the fourth quarter, don't you?
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. You have to be able to stay in the game and not let them get on those runs. You've got to be able to get them stopped. You've got to be able to answer. You have to keep scoring points to stay in the game because, because they can score a lot and they can score it fast. So that'll be a big important part for us to really play hard, play aggressive, and put some points on the board.
Just make your season if you can come out here with an upset win.
Oh, it's a good start. I mean, it'd definitely be some great momentum, and it'd be great for a kids. You know, it's always a big rivalry. It starts early on and continues for a long time. It starts way back when, fifth grade, fourth grade, or whatever. They know one another, and it's always a big game, and it'd be a great win for us.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Mark, our head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Sonic Adams in the play-by-play description up next. Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central High School tonight. Two crosstown rivals get together in girls and boys basketball here tonight as the Patriots of Adams Central get ready to take on the Hawkettes and the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Girls game is up first. Adams Central coming in. A record of 4 wins and 15 losses on the season. The Patriots with 4 wins, 2 of those have been against Gibbon. They opened up the season with a loss to Holdridge. They've lost to Aurora, Centura, and Ord before picking up their first win of the season over Gibbon, 47-34. Won back-to-back games back there in the early part of January at Loup City and hosting St. Paul, and then they beat Gibbon in the opening round of the Loup Black Conference Tournament the other night, 52-35, before bowing out to the hands of Ravenna the following night, 49-31. So Adams Central coming in, a record of 4 wins and 15 losses on the season. Scoring points has been a problem for the Patriots this year. They're averaging only 35.8 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 49.3 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in, the defending Class C1 state champions in girls basketball. Their mark this year is sitting at 13 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Hawks losing in their season opener to Columbus SCOTUS. They've also lost to Norfolk Catholic. That was in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. Lost to Aquinas Catholic. Also losses to Columbus SCOTUS and to Minden so far this season. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in again with a record of 13 wins, 5 losses on the season. They are averaging 45 points per ball game on offense, and they're giving up only 35.4 on the defensive end. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Fine Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Fine Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" inch senior. Also getting a start will be Jamie Williams, a 5'10" inch senior. Chanel Farmer, a 5'6" inch junior. Sarah Gettert, a 5'10" inch senior. And Caitlin Ernst, a 5'11" inch senior for head coach John Kyle and the Hawkettes. Adams Central Patriots, under head coach Tim Barker, will go with Emily Boniface, a 5'4" inch junior. Also Cheyenne Gotch, a 5'5" inch senior. Kaylee Rader, a 5'7" inch junior. Sydney Niemeyer is a 5'8" senior, and Carly Bostock is a 5'10" freshman. So it's Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight in girls basketball. We got the boys game coming up next at about 7:45 here tonight. So a couple of crosstown rivals getting together here at Adams Central tonight. In fact, both of these teams are wrapping up their regular seasons this week. St. Cecilia's got a game on Thursday night against the Sutton Phillies at home. Adams Central going to finish things off with a contest against Ravenna. Then both of these teams will play in the C19 Sub-District Basketball Tournament, which gets underway next Monday at Hastings College at Lynn Farrell Arena. In fact, Adams Central is going to play the Bunny Bracket ball game on Monday. The official time will be released sometime during the day tomorrow or early on Thursday, probably against Gibbon, and probably at 7:30 on Monday, but we'll certainly let you know about that as this season winding down. Sub-district basketball gets underway next week. So here we go, St. Cecilia and Adams Central. St. Cecilia controls the opening tip, and the Hawkins will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. Dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Adams Central dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red here tonight. Adams Central going to start off with a man-to-man defense. St. Cecilia can put some points on the scoreboard, averaging 45.6 points per ball game. They try to drive it inside. The ball is going to be tipped away. It's picked up here on the near sideline by Adams Central. They go right to work inside. There's a shot taken by Cheyenne Gotts. No good. Offensive rebound. Bostock. Her shot no good. She's fouling the play. So St. Cecilia has had a tendency to turn the ball over on occasion throughout the year. They've got 17 turnovers per ball game as their average. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first foul. First team foul on the Hawkettes. Going to the free throw line would be Bostock for Adams Central. And her shot is up there and in. Adams Central hitting 47% of their free throw tosses so far this year, 32% from the field, 25% from three-point territory. Bostock hits her second one, and the Patriots are out on top by the score of 2-0 here in the ballgame. 30 seconds into the contest, St. Cecilia comes back to go right to work. Ernst inside, kicks it back out on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Libby Kissinger. Comes across the top to get her. Down near sideline is Chanel Farmer. Works it back inside. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Williams scoring there for St. Cecilia. She is averaging 6.3 points per ball game. And now St. Cecilia applying the pressure here in backcourt. Adams Central is going to have to handle this backcourt pressure if they want to stay in the ball game here tonight, as the ball is knocked out of bounds on the far sideline there by Kissinger of St. Cecilia. So it's going to be Adams Central playing things in on the far sideline. Just under 7 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. 2-2 is the score between the Patriots and the Hawkins here tonight. Adams Central with the ball out here. That's a Cheyenne Gotts. Dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass into the lane. It's saved there by Niemeyer, but right into the hands of Ernst. Now she loses the ball back, and now the ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central basketball. So off to a slow start here tonight. A couple of turnovers on St. Cecilia. One on Adams Central. 2-2 is the score. Patriots will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it into Bostock. Baseline jumper from 15 feet away is going to be no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. Personal foul is going to go on the Niemeyer of Adams Central. That's going to be your first and the team's first. 2-2 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. That's Libby Kissinger. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone as Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Kissinger brings it outside the ring now. That's going to be Sarah Gettert on the high post. They get it to Caitlin Ernst. Down in the corner, there's Kissinger for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball is lost and is picked up here by Niemeyer of Adams Central. Sydney Niemeyer with the ball gets it to the midcourt stripe there. Emily Bonifacer passes to the far sideline and is thrown out of bounds. Trying to get it to Cheyenne Gotts. They threw it too far. It's out of bounds. Second turnover on the Patriots here in the ball game. 2-2 is the score. Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball tonight. With a boys game to follow this one at 7:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Chanel Farmer with the ball. On the far sideline, gets it inside. The ball's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Ernst. The ball intercepted there by Bostock. Adams Central comes back with the ball. Down in the corner, that's Rader with it now. Rader trying to penetrate. Her pass is lost out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Cheyenne Gotch. Pass was not very good from Rader. The ball goes trickling out of bounds here on the near sideline. Brianna Shook comes into the ball game now for Adams Central. Here comes Georgie Johnson in there as well. And Anna Queen comes into the ball game now for head coach Tim Marker. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. We've played 2 minutes here in this first quarter from the Patriot gym. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Goes down in the corner. That's going to be Sarah Gettert. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the free throw line. Comes out here to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger inside the free throw circle. Backs it on out of there behind the three-point arc. Down to Chanel Farmer on the wing on the left side. Entry pass is going to be off of the fingertips of Sarah Gettert, and the ball is brought out of there again by Adams Central. The fourth turnover in the ball game on St. Cecilia. Here comes Shook back the other way, down to the baseline to Georgie Johnson. Back out of the wing. Shot taken by Bostock. No good. We got a foul call on the rebound. So Bostock getting some shots here in his first quarter of play. Now we got a personal foul called on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Sarah Gettert. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. Bostock to the free throw line. Has a couple of free throws earlier. And this one is up there. It's going to be no good. Bostock, a 40% foul shooter coming into the basketball game tonight. 6 out of 15. Morgan Nicola into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schropp comes in there as well. There comes the next shot by Bostock. That one rims off no good. So he's still got a 2-2 ball game. And the rebound comes down to Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. He gets it away now to Chanel Farmer here. She brings it into the offensive zone. Over to Alyssa Schropp. There's a pass down in the corner on the right side. A shot taken by Nicola. No good. Offensive rebound. Schropp, her shot in the lane. No good. Rebound Nicola. Her pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Adams Central. Running back the other way is going to be Wiseman with the ball. She loses it. It's picked up here by Schropp. Gets it into the hands of Caitlin Ernst. Fourth turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. So each team with four turnovers. Each team with one field goal. At least the 2 points on the scoreboard. 2-2 is the score. St. Cecilia has a field goal. Adams Central, a couple of free throws here in the early going of this ball game. Here's Farmer, takes the ball to Nicola. Outside to Kissinger for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Anna Queen has got it. She has the ball stripped away, picked up by Farmer. Entry pass inside to Kissinger. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. So Adams Central turning the ball away here in backcourt. That's five turnovers now on the Patriots. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Wiseman of EC. That's going to be your first team foul number two on Adams Central. Libby Kissinger to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Shot is up there. It's good. Kissinger hitting 53% of her foul shots so far this season. St. Cecilia is a team 55%. Olivia Thomas comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Or for, St. Cecilia. And coming in is going to be... Coming in for Adams Central is going to be Niemeyer's. A second free throw by Kissinger is up there and in. Now the Hawkettes have a 4-2 advantage here over Adams Central as the Hawkins will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Wiseman has got the ball. She will bring things up now against Claire Hamburger, who's into the ball game. She loses control of the ball and is picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger gets the ball ahead. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shook now of Adams Central as she comes back with the ball. Brianna brings it across the midcourt stripe here. The ball poked away by Farmer and now an over and back violation. All this action right here at the midcourt stripe and an over and back violation on Adams Central. Shook was having problems bringing the ball up against Chanel Farmer of St. Cecilia. 4-2 is the score. Off to a slow start here tonight. We played about a halfway of this first quarter. St. Cecilia back in their offensive zone. Here's a Claire Hamburger with the ball. There's an entry pass. They get it down low, and a shot is up and in. Chanel Farmer. Farmer working loose on the baseline. Hamburger got her the ball. She gets the assist. Farmer gets the field goal. Here's a steal now by Claire Hamburger in backcourt. Another turnover in Adams Central. That's their eighth already here in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Morgan Nicola with the ball comes over here to Chanel Farmer. Farmer a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. Gets it inside the free throw circle now to Morgan Nicola. Out to Alyssa Schropp as he dribbles the ball. Not a Hamburger. Dribbles inside the ring. Hands it away down to Nicola. She drives it to the free throw line. Stops there. Still on the dribble. Gets away. Drives it down the lane. Her scoop shot is up and in. Morgan Nicola scores. And now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. So the Patriots having problems with the backcourt pressure here early in the ballgame. Adams Central has fallen behind. 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 8, Adams Central 2.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym here tonight, high school basketball on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia with six turnovers so far in the ball game. Adams Central has got eight. It's an 8-2 ball game. St. Cecilia out on top. Adams Central jumped out to a 2-0 lead. St. Cecilia scored eight straight points here. There's a Raider with a ball now for Adams Central in backcourt. Gets it to Georgie Johnson to the far sideline to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch will step it into the offensive zone here for Adams Central. dribbles here to the right side of the floor, hands the ball away to Rader, and she's going to be fouled in a play here by Kissinger. First personal foul in Libby. That's going to be team foul number three on St. Cecilia. Here comes Getter back into the ball game. Ernst will come in. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-2 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Adams Central in girls high school basketball tonight. Cheyenne Gotch comes to Rader now. Just beyond the three-point arc here on the right side of the floor. Gives it away to Gotch. Takes it down on the baseline. Goes for the hooper. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound is going to be stripped away by St. Cecilia. It's stripped away from Niemeyer. The ball is picked up here by Nicola. She falls down on the far sideline. And the ball is going to be picked up here by Kissinger. And a foul is going to be called. Anything but picture perfect here in the early goings. Emily Boniface picks up the foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on AC. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in. Libby Kissinger has got it out here in three-point territory. Down in the corner to Morgan Nicola. Picked up there by Niemeyer of Adams Central. Nicola puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Goes over on the wing again to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger dribbles to the top of the key. Picked up out there by Emily Boniface of Adams Central. And now a foul is called. Boniface picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four on the Patriots here in this first half. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here comes Farmer back into the ball game for John Kyle and the Hawkettes. Going out is going to be Morgan Nicola. So 8-2 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Adams Central. Libby Kissinger goes on a high post now to Ernst. Caitlin Ernst, bounce pass right to left across the free throw line as they get it to Gettert. Down in the corner, there's a shot taken by Williams. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound Ernst, she goes back up. Her shot no good, and rebound comes down to Niemeyer. Niemeyer's got it for Adams Central down the near sideline to Queen. Her pass ahead is going to be off of the fingertips of Bostock. Ball is brought out there by Kissinger. Long pass down to floor to Farmer. Shot is up and in. So now Farmer with a couple of field goals in the ball game. She's got 4 points. It's a 10-2 ball game now. St. Cecilia with the lead. So the Hawkettes on a 10-0 run over Adams Central right now. Cheyenne Gotch down the near sideline, nearly tipped away. Gotch picks it back up. Now to Queen in the lane there. There's a short jumper by Bostock, no good. Rebound is loose. Now we got a jump ball called down there. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central, so we'll stay right here. Patriots will play things in with a minute and 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Anna Queen will trigger things in for the Patriots offense. Gets it down in the corner. That's going to be Raiders. Circles around, takes it in the lane, and hits one. Kaylee Raiders scores from just inside the free throw line, and now it's a 10-4 ball game. Adams Central trailing by 6 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Libby Kissinger. Goes to Caitlin Ernst. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Getter, top of the key. Right side of the wing. That's Farmer. Now to Libby Kissinger. Holds the ball high above her head. Anna Queen out there right in the grill defensively. Kissinger gets away. Gets it to Farmer. Farmer brings it back to Kissinger on the wing on the right side. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. Entry pass. They get it to Ernst. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Bostock. Her outlet pass is going to be chipped by Kissinger. The ball picked up by Ernst, and a foul is called as she goes up for the shot. So they get a turnover on Adams Central. They're 10th now here in the first quarter. And a personal foul whistled here. That's going to go on Carly Bostock of Adams Central. That's going to be her first. This will be a shooting foul. Caitlin Ernst was mauled in the act of shooting. So go to the free throw line here. 43% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It's good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 55% of their foul shots so far this year, 39% from the field, and 26% from three-point territory. St. Cecilia out to an 11-4 lead over Adams Central in girls high school basketball. Next shot by Ernst is up and in. So Ernst hits a pair of free throws. That's now a 12-4 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. Anna Queen comes down the near sideline. Anna has the ball chipped out of her hands, out of bounds there by Kissinger. And Adams Central playing things in. AC will play things in here on the near sideline, right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Anna Queen with the ball high above her head gets it in now to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman out here in three-point territory, picked up by Farmer. The ball tipped away by Farmer. Farmer's got it now on the drive back the other way. Stops left side of the lane. Goes inside. There's a shot taken, no good by Alyssa Schropp, and the ball is out of bounds, but he got a personal foul called down here. Personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Niemeyer, and that's going to be her second. Team foul number six already in the Patriots, and going to the free throw line will be Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Kissinger 2 out of 2 from the free throw line already in this first quarter. She'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. She'll get one more. Here comes Georgie Johnson back into the ball game for Adams Central. Also checking in for the Patriots is going to be Jamie Gilbert. So Jamie Gilbert checks in there for the first time as well for head coach Tim Marker. Here comes the next shot by Kissinger. It's up there and in. So Libby is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first quarter. Adams Central has fallen behind early by 9 points, 13-4. Again, pressure back here by St. Cecilia. Anna Queen with the ball, and now we got a timeout called here from Tim Marker as the Patriots are having problems again in backcourt. So another timeout burned by Tim Marker here in the first quarter. 41.9 seconds to play. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 13, Adams Central 4.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central look forward to this each and every year. 13-4 is the score, however. Here the girls' ball game, and St. Cecilia is out to an early lead over the Patriots. 41.9 seconds to play in the opening period. Boys' game is coming up next, and I'll guarantee you we're going to have a full house there tonight as the place is already starting to fill up. We're about, what, three-quarters of the way full already. Additional bleachers up here on the wrestling deck up above the gymnasium here tonight. Going to be a full house for the boys' game coming up here. Adams Central inbounds the ball. It's going to be intercepted. Another turnover in the Patriots. Libby Kissinger takes it down in the corner to Jackson. She loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Adams Central running back the other way. Anna Queen down the left sideline. And now here's a pass. It's going to be intercepted again by Josie Jackson. And now a foul is going to be called in backcourt. It's going to go on Anna Queen. That's going to be her first. Well, the Patriots really running wild here against the St. Cecilia defense. 24.8 seconds to play, and already St. Cecilia is in the 1-1 situation here in the first quarter with 24.8 seconds remaining. And going to the free throw line is going to be Jackson. This will be her first free throw of the season. And her shot is up there. It's good. So Josie Jackson gets the free throw to go down. Jackson, a 5'3" junior. She'll have one more shot here. Adams Central now down by 10 points, 14-4. Second shot is up there, is good. So Josie Jackson hits a pair of free throws here. And again, the Hawkettes will apply some pressure here in backcourt with a 15-4 lead. There's a Shook bringing the ball across the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes down low, and it's going to be too far out of bounds. Shook drove the ball into the lane, a pass down low to Jamie Gilbert. It goes sailing out of bounds. 14 turnovers officially now on Adams Central in the first quarter alone. We're down to 10 seconds to play. There's a Nicola with the ball. Comes over here to Jackson. Jackson puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Morgan Nicola. Dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up. Now the ball tipped away, but Adams Central can't get the ball away. Here is Brittany Wiseman. Came down with the ball, but she was unable to get a shot away here at the end of the first quarter of play. So Adams Central scores the first field goal on this basketball game, but then St. Cecilia comes back and outscores them 15-2. And at the end of the first quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Adams Central. The score, it's the Hawkettes 15 and the Patriots 4. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Some days we just have to deal with pests and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. We're getting a good taste of winter, Tom, but it's not too late to get that flu shot.
Call your doctor today and make that flu shot appointment today. Blue Cross Blue Shield members of Nebraska, though, can get their free flu, pneumonia, shingles, and pertussis vaccines here at Burt's Pharmacy. We also have over-the-counter cold and flu medications at Burt's drugstores.
That's free vaccinations if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member here at Burt's Pharmacy. Free delivery 6 days a week also from Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Burt's Drugstore in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, as we come back, St. Cecilia turns the ball over to begin the second quarter of play. Adams Central comes back the other way, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Hawkettes. That was Brianna Shook driving to the hole there for Adams Central. Draws the personal foul on Alyssa Schrump. That's going to be her first, team foul number four on St. Cecilia. Adams Central will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. St. Cecilia with a lead here to begin the second quarter. 15-4 is the score. Brianna Shook has got it as she backs up near the 10-second line. Now the ball is going to be stripped away. Picked up by Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. So now Farmer gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 15 turnovers already on Adams Central. They're the first half of play. They're trailing now by a score of 17-4 against the defending Class C1 state champions, Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a Cheyenne Gotch in the high post. They get it to Bostock. Bostock picked up by Olivia Thomas. Dribbles to the free throw line. The ball is again ripped out of there by Chanel Farmer. Farmer comes back the other way on the dribble. Down the left side line. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Two hands out on top now. That's going to be Alyssa Schrapp with the ball. Schrapp gets it back to Farmer now. Farmer brings it left side to Schrapp as she holds it over here. Pass back out on top to Jamie Williams as she's picked up out there by Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. Farmer has got it. Got a deep wing. Dribble penetration, stops inside the three-point arc. There's a bounce pass, mishandled by Ernst. Caitlin picks it back up, now to Farmer. Back inside to Ernst, spins away, puts up a shot, good. Caitlin Ernst scores for St. Cecilia. That's her first field goal. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's 19-4, St. Cecilia with a lead. And again, the ball swatted out of bounds there by Farmer. Boy, Adams Central can do nothing against the St. Cecilia defense here in the first half. Sarah Gettert comes into the ball game now. Schrapp will check out. In for Adams Central is going to be Kaylee Rader. And coming out is going to be Shook. 6.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. It's 19-4. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top. Adams Central inbounds the ball. This is Sydney Niemeyer with it now in backcourt. Niemeyer puts it on the floor, dribbles across the midcourt stripe. Bounce pass goes to Gotch. She drives inside. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Niemeyer, and she's going to be fouled in the play. I think Olivia Thomas is going to be the guilty soul here for Hastings St. Cecilia. And that's not the case. It's going to be Caitlin Ernst. They were both there, and Caitlin gets hit with her second personal foul. Team foul number five on the Hawkettes. Going to the free throw line, Niemeyer. Her shot is up there, and the high arcing free throw toss is going to be no good. Niemeyer, a 39% foul shooter in the season, 21 out of 54 coming in here tonight, averaging 4 points, three rebounds per ball game. Niemeyer's second free throw is up there. It's good, so she hits one out of two, and the Patriots are now trailing by 14 points here. 19-5. We're in the second quarter at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. There's Sarah Gettert with the ball high above her head. Goes across the top to Jamie Williams. Over on the wing on the right side to Farmer. Lumps it inside to Ernst. Her shot is up there. It's good. Caitlin Ernst scores. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. And it's a 21-5 ball game. Hawkins with the lead. St. Cecilia continues to pressure. Here in backcourt, Emily Boniface with the ball for Adams Central. Winds her way up the floor. Now long pass ahead down the right sideline to Gott. She has it tipped away. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central ball. Chanel Farmer got her hands on it. Now Chanel is going to check out. Kissinger back in. Also coming in for St. Cecilia is going to be Morgan Nicola. End of the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Georgie Johnson. St. Cecilia in the first quarter hit 4 out of 8 field goals for 50%. Adams Central just 1 out of 7 for 14%. St. Cecilia 0 out of 2 on three-pointers. Adams Central did not attempt a three-point field goal in the first 8 minutes. AC with the ball here on the offensive attack, and they and swatted out of bounds again. Niemeyer was posted up down low. They're trying to get her the ball, and it's knocked out of her hands there by Nicola of Adams Central out of St. Cecilia. So Adams Central playing things in down here in the corner. Cheyenne Gotch has got it out in three-point territory. St. Cecilia is still in the band-to-band defense. Kissinger out on her face defensively. There's a Georgie Johnson with the ball. Comes out on top. That's Niemeyer. Mishandles the ball. Picks it up near the 10-second line. Now a foul is going to be called. Nicola out here trying to swat the ball away at the midcourt stripe and picks up the personal foul for her efforts. That's going to be her first. Rebounds were even in the first quarter at 6 apiece. The big story, Adams Central, 14 turnovers in the first quarter alone. St. Cecilia had 8. Hawkins had 10 steals in the first quarter. Adams Central had 6. St. Cecilia also with a block shot. Adams Central with no block shots. 21-5 is the score. Here's another steal by St. Cecilia as the Hawkins have got the ball back again. Morgan Nickler brings it across the midcourt stripe now for the Hawkins, who are already leading the ball game by the score of 21-5. Claire Hamburger away from a screen goes over on the wing on the right side. That's a Caitlin Ernst, not a Kissinger at the top of the key. Libby dribbling with the ball, looking to penetrate. Can't do it there against the Adams Central defense. And Cheyenne Gotch. There's a bounce pass over to Hamburger. A shot for three is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Georgie Johnson of Adams Central. Johnson gets it away to Emily Boniface to the far sideline to Gotch. Long pass ahead to Niemeyer. She dribbles the baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Sydney Niemeyer scores for Adams Central. It's now a 21-7 ball game as the Patriots are back within 14 points here in the second quarter. 4:30 to play until halftime. Ernst goes to Hamburger, drives for the hole. Her shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger hits her first field goal of the ball game. And now it's a 23-7 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a Raider with the ball back for Adams Central. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it away to Gotch. Takes it down to the baseline. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands by Kissinger. The ball picked up in the lane there by Georgie Johnson. Her shot no good. Rebound Niemeyer. Niemeyer's shot over Ernst is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Nikola. Long pass ahead. There's Libby Kissinger driving for the hole. Nice pass to Hamburger, and her shot is up and in. Claire Hamburger scores on the assist from Libby Kissinger. Kissinger is averaging 3.4 assists per ball game. Gets one right there. And St. Cecilia is out on top now by a score of 25-7. There's a long-range jumper by Gotch. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called on the rebound. As Jamie Williams went down for St. Cecilia, a foul is going to be called on the rebound here. It's going to go on Adams Central at the 3:45 mark of the second quarter. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Raider. That's going to be your first team foul, number 8 on the Patriots. So we're going to have a 1-1 situation back here at the other end. 25-7, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. To the free throw line will be Jamie Williams. She's got 2 points in the ball game. Well, the Hawkins here in this one, a 63% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. St. Cecilia doing a good job from the free throw line tonight. They have missed only one so far. Jamie Williams will have one more shot here. This is the Hawkins now lead by a score of 26-7. Here comes the next shot up there by Williams. Nothing but net. And the Hawkins have a 20-point lead now at 27-7. Williams will check out. Here comes Gettert back into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia, and Gettert picks up the personal foul. Trying to poke the ball away there from Anna Queen. Gettert picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Olivia Thomas now in the ball game for St. Cecilia, and Morgan Nicola will come out. Into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Sydney Renatsik for the Patriots. And going out over here is going to be Raider. Going to the free throw line is going to be Anna Queen. Adams Central, 65% foul shooter in the season, 20 out of 31, coming to the ball game here tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot is good by Anna Queen. See, we'll get one more. It's now 27-8. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here in girls high school basketball. The boys' game is coming up next on 1230 KHAS. Anna Queen's second shot is up there, rattles around and goes down through the hole. So Queen hits a pair of free throws. It's now 27-9. St. Cecilia back with the ball, dribbling behind her back to the midcourt stripe as Schropp gets it into the offensive zone. Goes over there to Olivia Thomas at the elbow. Bounce pass into the lane, goes to Hamburger, and she falls down with the ball, and a jump ball is going to be called. Hamburger falls down just to the left of the basket. She's tied up there by Nacek of Adams Central. The alternating jump, it'll be Adams Central basketball, so a turnover on St. Cecilia. Queen throws the ball out of bounds, trying to take it to the far side. To Carly Bostock and throws it over the head of Bostock into the nickel seats. Well, the Patriots being plagued by turnovers, and that was one of the keys that Tim Marker talked about in the pregame show. You got to eliminate turnovers against St. Cecilia. They'll kill you. And that's been the case. 18 turnovers so far for Adams Central. There's a long-range three put up there by Farmer. That's good. From a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle, Chanel Farmer throws one down. She's got 9 points here in the first half. It's now 30-9. St. Cecilia with the lead. Adams Central the ball now. That's Bernacek trying to dribble it inside. Gives it away to Wiseman. Wiseman takes it to the elbow. Bounce pass over here to Anna Queen. Queen goes to the right side of the lane to Georgie Johnson. Now to Wiseman. She drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she draws the personal foul. Now Wiseman will go to the free throw line for two shots here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first. And now we've got a timeout called here from John Kyle. Timeout, Hastings St. Cecilia, 2:49 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. The Hawkins 30, the Patriots 9.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Adams Central had their first and only lead in the ball game at 2-0. Safe to say then, outscored Adams Central 15-2 in that first quarter. Hawkins led 15-4 after one. And they're keeping the pressure on an outman Adams Central basketball team here in the second quarter. It's now 30-9. The Hawkins have the lead. Brittany Wiseman to the free throw line here for Adams Central, a 67% foul shooter in the season. She will have two shots here as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Wiseman toes the marker. Shot is up there. Ronald's out there. No good. Wiseman will have one more. So 2:49 to play until halftime here tonight. Brittany Wiseman will have one more shot here for the Patriots. Looks up there, throws it up there, and the shot's going to be short. In fact, it misses everything. It goes out of bounds. So safe to say, we'll play things in. Here come the Hawkettes with a 30-9 lead over Adams Central here tonight. There's a feed over on the wing, the right side. Sarah Gettert puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Now looking to penetrate. Can't do it there against Georgie Johnson. Across the top to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp's pass is deflected away from Farmer. Farmer picks it back up. Now to Schropp. She dribbles down and lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Got a foul on the way in. So a foul here will go on the Patriots. We have some free throws coming up here. Carly Bostock picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Schropp will go to the free throw line. AC has already got 19 fouls here in the first half. So this will be a one-and-one situation for Schropp. A 90% foul shooter. On the season, she is 9 out of 10. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She misses it, and the rebound comes out of Georgie Johnson for Adams Central here in the backcourt to Wiseman. She stops, gets into the midcourt stripe to Georgie Johnson. Over here to Banacek. Down in the right corner to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman dribbles the baseline, goes for the Hooper shot. No good, but she's fouled in the play. And Wiseman will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. The personal foul is whistled on Olivia Thomas of St. Cecilia. First one on her. Going to the free throw line again will be Wiseman for AC. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's 30-9. Saint Cecilia with the lead. Shot from the line by Wiseman is no good, and she's now 0-3. Five new players now in the ballgame for head coach John Kyle. 30-9, the score remains here. And Brittany Wiseman will have another shot for Adams Central. This will be her fourth free throw of the night. It's up there. That one is going to be short. The rebound comes down to Jamie Williams. Williams gets it away now to Libby Kissinger. Speeds into the forecourt. Bounce pass down here on the baseline. There's a short jumper. It's up and in. That's a Carly Wright, a freshman, getting the field goal there for St. Cecilia. So Carly Wright gets a short jumper off of the left baseline to put St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 32-9. Under 2 minutes to play. Here's a shot. From the right wing, it's going to be no good there by Wiseman. The rebound comes down to Caitlin Ernst for St. Cecilia. Gets it away now to Libby Kissinger. Now to Wright again. Wright puts up a shot. Good again. Off of the bench. Carly Wright hits a couple of field goals there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Wright is a 5 foot 8 inch freshman. Now here's a double dribble violation for Adams Central as they come back into the offensive zone. 19 turnovers on Adams Central in the first half alone. 34-9. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Libby Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Dribbles all the way down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gotch. Cheyenne Gotch with the ball for Adams Central. Hustles back the other way. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Morgan Nickla. Gets the ball ahead to Kissinger. Left-handed layup good. Libby Kissinger now with 5 points in the ball game. It's 36-9. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here comes AC back with the ball. Cheyenne Gotch. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Picked up by Kissinger of St. Cecilia. The Hawkins stay with a man-to-man. There's Boniface off of the right baseline. Her shot is up there. Bounces off. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound comes down to Morgan Nickla. Nicola for St. Cecilia gets the ball ahead. Now to Libby Kissinger. Into the forecourt again. Kissinger goes over to Nicola. Open for three. Takes a shot and buries it. Morgan Nicola now with 5 points in the ball game, and the Hawkettes are out to a 30-point lead. In the first half, it is 39-9. There's a Cheyenne Gotch with it. She dribbles the ball down the lane. Her shot is up there, partially deflected. Ball is brought out there by Wright for St. Cecilia. Gets into the hands of Libby Kissinger. Winds her way up the floor. Dribbles behind her back. Takes it to the free throw line. Gives it away. Nicola, top of the key. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes out long. It's picked up there by Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Kissinger dribbles. Goes back down in the corner on the right side. That is Ernst with the ball. The Kissinger holds it out here in three-point territory. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Kissinger still with the ball, dribbles behind her back again. Kissinger drives it to the elbow, gives it away now to Jamie Williams, and the Hawkins did not get a shot away. St. Cecilia does not get a shot away here at the end of the second quarter of play, but the Hawkins have a comfortable lead here at halftime after two quarters. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Adams Central in girls high school basketball. The score at halftime, it's Hastings St. Cecilia 39, Adams Central 9. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Farm Bureau Financial Services' approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, car, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions, all handled by your local Farm Bureau agent. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how simple insurance can be. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym at halftime here tonight. All Saints is saying in the girls' high school basketball game between these two crosstown rivals as the Hawkettes have the lead over Adams Central. The score is 39-9. Being entertained now by a dance team from each of the three high schools in Hastings. Hastings High, Adams Central, and Saints is saying all three of them performing at the same time out here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central at halftime here tonight. 39-9 is our score in our basketball game as the Hawkettes have jumped on Adams Central early in this basketball game. It was Adams Central scoring the first field goal of the ball game, but they only got one more the rest of the first quarter. St. Cecilia outscores them 15-2 the rest of the way, and at the end of one period, St. Cecilia was in control early, leading by a score of 15-4. Adams Central able to score only 5 points in the second quarter of play. St. Cecilia warms up, outscores them in the second period alone 24-5, and the Hawkettes comfortably ahead here in halftime. The score is 39-9 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Leading the way for the Hawkettes so far, Chanel Farmer, she's got 9 points in the ball game. Leading the way for Adams Central is Sydney Niemeyer, she has got three. So at halftime, 39-9, St. Cecilia with the lead over Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball. We'll take another break, come back and check the scoring in that first half as we continue with high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI, Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. For the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products at Hastings.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym at Adams Center tonight. Girls High School basketball, first game of two at the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia leading here in the girls' game at halftime, 39-9. Scoring for Adams Central in the first half. Sydney Niemeyer's got a field goal. She is one out of two from the free throw line. She's got 3 points. Anna Queen has knocked down two free throws in two attempts. She's got two. Kaylee Rader has got a field goal for two. Carly Bostock, two out of four from the free throw line for 2 points. Brittany Wiseman has been to the line four times tonight, has not scored. Adams Central, five out of 12 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Hastings St. Cecilia has knocked down 9 of 11 from the charity stripe here in the first half. Chanel Farmer has got 9 points. She's got three field goals and 1 3-point field goal. In this first half, she's got nine. The other scorers for St. Cecilia, Caitlin Ernst has got a couple of field goals. She is two out of two from the free throw line for six. Morgan Nicola has got a three and a two. She has got 5 points. Also with 5 points, Libby Kissinger. Libby's got a field goal, and she is three out of four from the free throw line. The other scorers for the Hawkettes, Claire Hamburger came off the bench. They had a couple of field goals for four. Jamie Williams has got a field goal, and she is two out of two from the free throw line, 4 points. Carly Wright, the freshman, came in for St. Cecilia in the first half, had a couple of field goals and 4 points. St. Cecilia out on top here at halftime. The score is 39-9 over the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school basketball. Checking the shooting numbers here in the first half, St. Cecilia hitting 14 out of 21 against the Adams Central defense for 67%. The Patriots are only 2 out of 14 for 14%. They were 1 out of 7 in the first quarter, 1 out of 7 in the second quarter. So the Patriots, 2 out of 14 in the first half for just 14%. St. Cecilia has knocked down 2 out of 6 from three-point territory, 33%. Adams Central is 0 out of 1. The rebounds are even. St. Cecilia with 12, Adams Central with 12. The Hawkins own a 5-4 advantage on the offensive glass. Turnovers are the big story. Adams Central has turned the ball over 20 times against St. Cecilia in the first half alone. Meanwhile, St. Cecilia has got 10 turnovers. Hawkins have 14 steals in this first half. Adams Central has got 7. The Hawkins with one block shot. Adams Central with no block shots in the first 16 minutes. So again, our score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Adams Central. The score is 39-9. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printer's dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single color through four color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym at halftime of our girls' ball game here tonight. 39-9. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. We've been hearing a lot about the Heartland Hoops Classic. Big special event, Central Nebraska, for high school basketball teams on Saturday for the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Eight basketball games. You can spend all day up there on the Saturday, and we'll have all eight games on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. They get started at 9 o'clock in the morning. Overton will take on Giltner. That'll be followed up by Hastings St. Cecilia boys playing Grand Island Northwest. That will be at 10:45. Adams Central will play at 12:30 on Saturday against Pierce. Sutton will play Norfolk Catholic at 2:15. Grand Island Central Catholic against Donovan Trumbull at 4 o'clock. All four of those games, or all five of those games, will be on ESPN 1550 KICS on Saturday. Then we'll switch over to Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR for the three night games. It'll be Minden playing Gretna at 5:45, Grand Island against South Sioux City at 7:30, and Heartland Lutheran against Sumner Eddyville Miller in the nightcap at 9:15. So the Heartland Hoops Classic coming up on Saturday up in Grand Island at the Heartland Event Center. Eight basketball games. Starts off at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the last one will tip off at 9:15. So some good basketball plan for you as Adams Central, St. Cecilia involved in Grand Island, Heartland Lutheran, Grand Island Central Catholic from the city of Grand Island, one of the area teams. So check that out this weekend. St. Cecilia going right to work here, and they go right inside to Caitlin Ernst, and she scores. Hawkett's making it look easy here tonight. We're in the third quarter. It's now 41-9. There's another turnover on Adams Central. It's taken down here by Gettert. She drives the length of the floor and has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. Getting back there defensively was Cheyenne Gotch. So St. Cecilia led 15-4 after the first quarter. They outscore Adams Central 25-5 in the second quarter. There's a long-range jumper from the corner. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ernst. Herschoff's going to be blocked out of her hands, and the ball's going to be picked up here by Adams Central. They get to the ball on the far sideline to Gotch. Down the floor to Rader. She can't go for the shot, though, to Boniface. Goes cross-court now to Gotch. Drives it down to the baseline. Short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Jamie Williams has got the ball. 41-9 is the score. He's seeing St. Cecilia with a lead over Adams Central here tonight in girls' high school basketball. Chanel Farmer out in three-point territory. Gives it away to Gettert over here on the wing. Levy Kissinger has got it. Adams Central still in the man-to-man defense. Kissinger comes out on top. Gettert has got it. Beyond the three-point arc, down in the corner, there's Farmer for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball poked out of there. It's picked up by Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch gets the ball ahead as he dribbles up the floor, stomps at the elbow. Her shot is up there, no good. Ernst grabs the rebound for St. Cecilia. Caitlin dribbles out of there, gets the ball into the hands now of Gettert. Sarah down the left sideline, right-handed dribble, brings it in the offensive zone. Over to Chanel Farmer, free throw line extended left side. She gets it inside at the elbow to a Jamie Williams, back out to Farmer. Farmer gets away from Gotch, drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there, misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Emily Boniface. Boniface now to Gotch as she hustles into the forecourt. Gotch gets it away. Boniface for three. Shot is up there. It's an air ball. Rebound is loose. It's saved there by Adams Central. But right into the hands of Libby Kissinger. Kissinger, long pass ahead. Farmer grabs the ball. Now to Ernst. She goes up and she's hammered in the play. Three players hit the deck. And Ernst is hammered in the play. Here she'll go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Carly Bostock. That's going to be her third. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Caitlin Ernst to the free throw line. She's got 8 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Three field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. St. Cecilia will wrap up the regular season on Thursday night with the ball game against the Sutton Phillies back at the Chapman Gymnasium. Here comes the next shot by Ernst. It's going to be short. The rebound comes down to Georgie Johnson for Adams Central. Patriots trailing 41-9. There's a pass deflected, but it's picked up by Boniface. Down to Gotch on the wing on the right side for AC. Cheyenne Gotch, bounce pass inside the free throw circle to Georgie Johnson. Down to Rader, just beyond the three-point arc. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles here. Spins left side of the lane. Now takes it down the right side of the lane all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Nice move to the hole there by Kaylee Rader. That's her second field goal in the ball game. She's got 4 points. 41-11. St. Cecilia with a 30-point lead. Hawkins come back with the ball. Libby Kissinger on the right side of the lane. Holds it out here in three-point territory. Dribbles inside the paint there. Kicks it out. Top of the key to Sarah Getter. Down to Libby Kissinger. Right side. There's a bounce pass inside. It's going to be kicked here by the Patriots. And it'll be St. Cecilia bounding the ball from underneath their own basket. Anna Queen comes into the ball game now for Cheyenne Gotch. St. Cecilia plays things in. Farmer takes it out in the corner to Jamie Williams to get it. Out to Kissinger. Entry pass deflected away from Ernst. Ernst battling for the ball down here on the baseline. Farmer saves it. It's loose. It's still loose. And it's finally going to be picked up here by Emily Boniface. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their 12th of the ball game. Here's Anna Queen for three. Shot is up there. She drains it. Anna Queen drains a three-pointer from the right wing. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Hawkettes now lead by a score of 41-14. We're 3 minutes into the second half here from the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. Sarah Gettert with the ball. Chanel Farmer, her entry pass deflected away, but it's picked up by Gettert. Gets it over there on the wing on the left side to Libby Kissinger. Gets away, dribbles inside the arc. Lob pass goes inside, and a foul is called. They got it into Ernst, and she was pushed from behind there. A personal foul whistled on Georgie Johnson of Adams Central. That's going to be your first. No free throws here. It was before the shot, so St. Cecilia will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Nicolin into the ball game. Here comes Alicia Schropp in for St. Cecilia. Olivia Thomas comes in for the Hawkettes. Checking in for Adams Central is going to be Brittany Wiseman. So St. Cecilia will inbound from underneath their own basket. They come way out on top to Kissinger. Down to Farmer. Here on the right side out in three-point territory. They get it inside to Olivia Thomas. Her shot is up and in. Olivia Thomas hits her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points. The Hawkettes now lead by a score of 43-14 here in the third quarter. There's Emily Boniface with the ball for Adams Central Patriots. Down on the baseline to Wiseman. Back out to Boniface for three. Shot is up there. Yes. Emily Boniface cans the three ball there for the Patriots. That's their second three of this third quarter. 43-17. As we approach the halfway point of this third period, there's Nicola with the ball down low, right side of the lane. Nicola has it swatted away and is picked up here by Wiseman. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their 13th of the ball game. Down in the corner is going to be Boniface now for Adams Central. Two-handed pass comes over here on the left side to Georgie Johnson. Back outside, a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Wiseman. Follow shot is up and in. Georgie Johnson gets the offensive board and a putback there for Adams Central. And now the Hawkettes throw the basketball away. Or was it tipped out? Yes. Tipped out by Anna Queen of Adams Central as the Hawkettes trying to take the ball down the left sideline. 43-19 is the score now. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkettes will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Kissinger will get things in to Alyssa Schropp. Picked up out there by Cheyenne Gotch, who's back into the ball game for Tim Barker and the Patriots. Here's Morgan Nicola. Down to Libby Kissinger. Chanel Farmer, top of the key. Two-handed pass comes over here on the wing to Nicola. And a two to the whistle and a three-second violation called on St. Cecilia. Here comes Claire Hamburger into the ball game now for the Hawkettes. Going out will be Libby Kissinger. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Anna Queen with the ball for Adams Central. Bounce pass to Georgie Johnson. Comes back out here to Wiseman. Bounce pass down to the baseline. Grabbing the ball there is Queen. Her shot is no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be St. Cecilia ball. So the Hawkins will play things in. Here comes Jamie Williams back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Farmer will come to the bench. 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here in this third quarter, St. Cecilia with a lead over Adams Central. It is 43-19. Alyssa Schropp has got it now for the Hawkins. To Jamie Williams on the wing on the right side. Moves up the other direction. That's Olivia Thomas. Her bounce pass down the wing is intercepted. Intercepted there by Anna Queen. She approaches the mid-court stripe here. Queen gets into the offensive zone to Brianna Shuck. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Olivia Thomas. Thomas has got it for St. Cecilia. Off to Alyssa Schropp. Here come the Hawkettes now with the ball. Schropp drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops there as Anna Queen shuts the door for the Adams Central defense. Over here on the left side to Morgan Nicola. Puts it on the floor, trying to drive it. The ball poked away by Georgie Johnson, but is picked up here by Nicola. Morgan has got it. Her lob pass over here on the right side. Alyssa Schropp has got it, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Now we've got a timeout called here from John Kyle. St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes, 32 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 43, Adams Central 19.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Our basketball bonanza continues tomorrow night. We're going to be in Lincoln tomorrow. Nebraska Wesleyan will take on Hastings College in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The guys will go at 8. We'll be on the air from Snyder Arena about 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan coming up tomorrow night right here on 1230 KHIS. In fact, we've got basketball tomorrow. We've got basketball Thursday over on the Breeze, as we'll be with Adams Central as they take on the Ravenna Blue Jays. Saturday on Friday night, we'll be in Grand Island again for Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic, and then back with the Broncos on Saturday afternoon in Yankton, South Dakota. 43-19 is the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkins have the ball in their offensive zone following the timeout. Williams has got it. Now to Nicola, 4-3. Shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound lost off of the hands of Jamie Williams, and the ball brought out there by Brianna Shook. So Shook brings it up here for AC. 43-19 as we approach the two-minute mark of this third quarter. Brianna Shook looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Gives it away now to Wiseman. Wiseman holds the ball. Wiseman has still got it. Now gets rid of it to Anna Queen over the far sideline. Anna puts it on the floor. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass over here. As AC works against this man-to-man defense, Shook drives it to the hole, and she draws a personal foul. So a foul here will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Jamie Williams. That's going to be her first team foul, number one, on the Hawkettes here in the second half of play. Shook to the free throw line, a 41% foul shooter here for AC, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's down 9 out of 23 from the free throw line here this season. So Brianna Shook will have one more as they continue to substitute here for Hastings St. Cecilia. They just keep rolling them in. Good rotation here. Hawkins very deep. Good bench here for head coach Don Kyle for this 2011-2012 season. Second shot by Shook is going to be no good. Rebound Ernst. Long pass down to four. They get it to Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. They left Chanel Farmer alone down the floor. Ernst got the rebound. And this is what you don't want to see. Chanel Farmer is now down underneath the basket here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Exactly what John Kyle talked about in the pregame show. He just wanted to get through these last two regular season games without any injuries. And now the leading scorer for the Hawkettes, Chanel Farmer, is down underneath the basket here for Hastings St. Cecilia with a minute and 41 seconds to play in the third quarter, with the Hawkettes leading by 25 points in the basketball game. So we've got an injury timeout, and Farmer is going to come off of the court here. She's going to limp to the sideline. She's been playing with some banged-up ankles throughout most of the season, and she just may have come down wrong on her ankle there underneath the hole, and maybe twisted her ankle down there underneath the basket, and she's going to receive some immediate attention. That's the last thing that the defending Class C1 state champions needs, is Chanel Farmer to come to the sideline for any extended period of time. She's out of the ball game now, as we'll keep it right here. Adams Central comes back the other way. Down the right sideline is Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman trying to penetrate, gives away to Bostock. When the free throw line is on, it's going to be up there. No good. Rebound, St. Cecilia. That's Alicia Schropp cleaning the glass there for the Hawkettes as she runs her back the other way on the dribble. Gets it out to Libby Kissinger. Over on the left side to a Sarah Gettert. Out here in three-point territory. Entry pass to get it to Ernst right at the elbow, left side of the lane. Now to Alicia Schropp. Over on the left side again to Sarah Gettert. Libby Kissinger, top of the circle now for St. Cecilia. Dribbles over on the wing. Gives it away here. As Sarah Gettert circles around, takes it down the right side of the lane. The ball's poked away. Poked away by Anna Queen. Grabs the ball, dribbles down to four. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. So St. Cecilia turns it away for the 16th time. Anna Queen gets the steal there for the Patriots. And she's fouled at the other end by Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. That's Libby's second. Anna Queen to the free throw line now with 55 seconds remaining. Queen has got 5 points in the ball game. We're in the third quarter. Shot is up there and is good by Queen. She's down 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here tonight. Came in as a 65% foul shooter. 45-21 St. Cecilia with the lead. Anna Queen. Next shot is up there. It is good. So she's been perfect from the free throw line. It's now 45-22. St. Cecilia led at halftime 39-9. So the Patriots battling back a little bit here in this third quarter of play. There's Jamie Williams with the ball. Back outside to Schropp. Her three-pointer's been up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Ernst. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Caitlin Ernst will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Bostock again. That's going to be your fourth. So Carly Bostock, one of the big girls inside for Adams Central at 5'10", and a freshman has got four personal fouls. We're still in the third quarter. Caitlin Ernst throws up the free throw. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. She's down 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Bostock will check out. Here comes Niemeyer back into the ball game for the Patriots. 45-22. St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot is up there by Ernst. It's up and in. 46-22. Now with 40 seconds to play here in this third quarter. There's Anna Queen taking up the right sideline against Kissinger. Bounce pass goes to Wiseman. Deep wing on the right side. Wiseman gets away. There's a bounce pass down in the corner as they get it to a Jamie Gilbert, who's back into the ball game. Gilbert now to Wiseman. Back to Gilbert. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. She banks one home. Jamie Gilbert scores there for Adams Central. It's now 46-24. The Patriots back to within 22 points here with 13 seconds to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball in the high post. That's Ernst with it now. Right at the free throw line. Hands away to Schropp. Drives for the hole. Shot is up there and it rolls down. Hangs on to Lippen and rolls down through the hole. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball here at the Patriot Gym. The score after three, Hastings St. Cecilia 48, Adams Central 24. Listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Patriot Gym, Adams Central trailing Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight in girls high school basketball. The Patriots have had one lead tonight. That was at 2-0. St. Cecilia led 15-4 at the end of the first quarter, 39-9 at halftime, 48-24 now as we start the fourth and final quarter. Adams Central trying to drive the ball inside. It's going to be taken away. Another turnover in the Patriots. I've got them now with 23 for the ball game. 48-23, St. Cecilia with the lead. There's Alyssa Schropp with the ball for St. Cecilia out here in three-point territory, working against the Cheyenne Gotch. Schropp still with the ball, sends it outside to Libby Kissinger. A long three is put up there, no good. Rebound Ernst. Ernst can't go back up with a shot. Gets it back out to Libby at the elbow, left side of the lane. Dribbles to the top of the key. Rainbow pass goes to the far sideline. Gettert, now to Libby Kissinger, behind the screen from Gettert. Spins away, still can't put up a shot. Good defense there by Rader. Takes it down on the baseline to Gettert. She drives. Her shot hits the other side of the glass, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Georgie Johnson. That's going to be your second. Gettert to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Has not scored so far tonight. 38% foul shooter from the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in, and she knocks one home. 49-23. Here comes Thomas back in. Here comes Nicola back in. Ernst will check out. Jamie Williams out now for head coach John Kyle. St. Cecilia looking for their 14th win of the season here tonight. Next shot is up there. It is good by Gettert. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Hamburger. Checking out is going to be Gettert. It's now 50-23. We've got 7 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Patriot Gym. Emily Boniface with the ball for Adams Central. Dribbles down to Lane. Kicks it out now to Rader. Back to Boniface out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass top of the key. Cheyenne Gotch has got it. Having problems with the dribble, and now she's hit with a double dribble violation. 24 turnovers now in Adams Central in the ball game. They had 24 turnovers and 23 points. 50-23, St. Cecilia's got the lead. Libby Kissinger back into the offensive zone for St. Cecilia. Goes over to Alyssa Schropp. Down to Nicola. Here's Hamburger, top of the key. Moves it right side as they get it over here to Libby Kissinger. She pounds it down low to Thomas, and she's fouled in a play. A little turnaround jumper off of the baseline, and she's hacked in the arm here by Georgie Johnson of Adams Central. That's going to be her third. Team foul, number five in the Patriots here in the fourth quarter in the second half. They're getting ready for some free throws. It's going to be Olivia Thomas. Shot is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. Thomas misses one, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. 50-23, the Hawkettes have the lead. And now Adams Central loses the ball out of bounds. That's Georgie Johnson. Just took her eyes off of it and goes sailing through her fingertips out of bounds. Here comes Josie Jackson into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Libby Kissinger. So Alyssa Schropp has got the ball for St. Cecilia. There's a bounce pass to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds there by AC. Over there was Cheyenne Gotts. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Here's Alyssa Schropp. Schropp drilling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Sends it to Morgan Nicola. High post to Thompson. Or Thomas back outside to Nicola. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound Raider for Adams Central. Raider gets it away to Cheyenne Gotts. Hustles back the other way for the Patriots. Takes it all the way down the lane. And running one-hander is going to be blocked there by Olivia Thomas. Ball is poked out of here and is picked up by Carly Bostock. Bostock has got it for Adams Central. Gets it away now to Emily Boniface. Out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Josie Jackson for St. Cecilia. There's Cheyenne Gotts. Her pass deflected, but it's picked up here by Bostock. And now a double dribble traveling violation. Traveling violation there on AC. Adams Central plays Ravenna coming up on Thursday. That's their final game of the regular season. That'll be back out here at the Patriot Gym before they head on into the sub-district competition next week. Olivia Thomas with the ball. She banks one off of the glass. It's going to be too strong. Ball tipped out of there and is picked up by Cheyenne Gotts. Running back the other way. The ball is poked away from behind but picked up by Sydney Niemeyer for Adams Central. Now to Gotts in the baseline. A short jumper put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Claire Hamburger, right-handed dribble down the near sideline, stops, gets the ball away to Schropp, down on the baseline. Here's Jackson with the ball now. Josie on the dribble, moves to her left, comes out here to the top of the key and resets the offense. There's Hamburger on the wing, down to Nicola, back to Hamburger. There's Schropp again, just to the right of the key, over there to Morgan Nicola. She holds it here. Nicola drives the ball down the lane, kicks it out here to Schropp for three. Shot is up there, off of the heel of the iron, no good. Rebound loose, Olivia Thomas grabs it back. Here's a Schropp out to the top of the circle, and she cans a three-pointer. Alyssa Schropp now with 5 points in the ball game. It's 53-23 as the Hawkins have built a 30-point lead again. Here's Raider deep in the right corner. Her shot for three is up there and in. Daly Raider now with 7 points in the ball game, and now Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 53, Adams Central 26.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Show your love this Valentine's Day by giving your special Valentine a beautiful bouquet of flowers, vibrant, gorgeous roses, or a brightly colored mixed arrangement with Mylar balloons or chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia is still hitting 60% of their field goals in the ball game. They're 18 out of 30. Adams Central is up to 30% now. They've had just 14% at halftime, but they connected on 5 out of 9 in the third quarter for 56%. So the Patriots now sitting at 7 out of 23 from the field, 30%. Rebounds, Adams Central has got 16 in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got 19. Hawkins are 2 out of 9 from three-point territory. Adams Central is now 1 out of 5 from three-point territory. 53-26 is the score. St. Cecilia's led this baby almost from the opening tap here tonight. Hawkins will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Libby Kissinger back into the ball game. Now to Sarah Gettert. near sideline. Nicola, she brings it up in the offensive zone for St. Cecilia. Kissinger holds the ball about 35 feet away from the basket. Libby to the free throw line. Morgan Nicola. She spins, takes it to the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ernst. Follow shot is up there and in. Kaylin Gerst gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 11 points in the ball game. 55-26 now. Hawkins have the lead. There's Brittany Wiseman with the ball for Adams Central. The free throw line. Bostock. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola of St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola gets the ball away. That's a Kissinger with the ball. Backs it out there. Takes it to the top of the key. Now left wing. Gettert. Now to Nicola again. Hammers the ball down low to Ernst. Her shot is up there and in. Morgan Nicola gets the assist. Ernst gets the field goal. She's now got 13. 57-26. 3:45 to play here in the basketball game. There's a Wiseman to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Bernacek, who's back into the contest. Now to Anna Queen. Brittany Wiseman holds the ball in three-point territory. St. Cecilia stays with her man-to-man defense. Kissinger right in the face there of Wiseman as they work the ball inside. Now down in the corner to Bostock. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola of St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola with the ball. Brings it up out for the Hawkettes. Gets it in the hands of Kissinger. And an over and back violation. Kissinger goes back to Nicola, who's just approaching the midcourt stripe there. An over and back violation is called on St. Cecilia. And now John Kyle is going to send in five new players into the ball game here with 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the game. It's 57-26. So the Hawkettes will finish things off with a ball game against Sutton coming up on Thursday night back at the Chapman Gymnasium. And they'll start sub-district play next week. Their tournament site will be at Hastings College. There's a pass inside by Wiseman. It's going to be intercepted. St. Cecilia then throws the ball down to four, and it's too far. It goes out of bounds. The two teams trade turnovers there. St. Cecilia now with 18 in the ball game. I've got Adams Central now with 26. 57-26. 3 minutes to play here in the ball game from the Patriot Gym here at Adams Central. Anna Queen with the ball out to Bernacek out here in three-point territory. Dribbles behind the screen, moves it to the wing. Entry pass goes inside. Queen shot's going to be blocked down. Olivia Thomas rips the ball out of there for St. Cecilia. Thomas dribbles out of there. Gets it ahead now to Claire Hamburger into the offensive zone. Down in the corner as they get the ball down there. St. Cecilia with a lot of new faces out there now to finish off this basketball game. There's Claire Hamburger on the wing. Brings it to Thomas. Pulls up there and shoots about a 10-footer. The shot's going to be no good. All being swatted around. It's going to be picked up here by the Hawkettes. Two-handed pass comes back out on top to Hamburger. Moves it left side to Josie Jackson. Jackson dribbles with it. Now out to Carly Wright, who came off the bench. Hit a couple of field goals in the first half there for the Hawkettes. There's Olivia Thomas with it out here in three-point territory. And now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. John Kyle wants to call a timeout here with the subs out there. A little disorganized on offense here. So we got a timeout with 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 57, Adams Central 26.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia now with three freshmen on the floor here. Claire Hamburger and also Carly Wright and Josie Prevett onto the ball game for John Kyle here to mop things up against Adams Central. It's 57-26. Hawkins have the ball over there on the wing down the left side to Melody O'Callaghan is into the ball game. Here's a Paige Kossler trying to dribble in. Inside, and the ball is tipped away. It's picked up by Shook of Adams Central, and then she throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to bring it back the other way. Threw it too far. Georgie Johnson couldn't catch up with it. So St. Cecilia will play things in with a minute and 51 seconds to play. They'll go away. We'll have the boys' game coming up next. Should be a lot more competitive on the boys' side. 7:45, the scheduled tip-off time. St. Cecilia again turns the ball away as Brianna Shook gets the interception. She comes back the other way, and her pass is deflected out of bounds. Here comes Carly Wright back into the ball game. Jackson will check out. In now for Adams Central is going to be Brittany Wiseman. Also checking in will be Cheyenne Gotch. 1:38 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 57-26. St. Cecilia with the lead. Patriots will play things in down to the baseline, down to Gotch, down in the corner, and she's going to be called for stepping out of bounds. Lost track of where she was on the floor as Cheyenne Gotch steps out of bounds on the far sideline. Thursday night, Adams Central plays their final game of the regular season. They'll take on the Ravenna Blue Jays right back here at the Patriot Gym beginning at 6. That'll be part of a doubleheader for you on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 Thursday night. St. Cecilia entry pass. They get it inside. The ball poked around. It's picked up by the Hawkins. There's a shot underneath the hole. It's going to be no good there by O'Callaghan. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Score is still 57-26. Coming back the other way is Gotch. She drives the ball to the hole, and she can be fouled in the play. So Cheyenne Gotch will try to get in the scorebook here. She's fouled in the play by St. Cecilia. Foul is going to go on Josie Prevent for the Hawkins. So no free throws. That's only the third team foul calling St. Cecilia here in the second half. So instead, Adams Central inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Wiseman will get things in right to the free throw line, dribbling down the lane. Here's a shot by Bostock, no good. Ronald's out of there, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Carly Wright with the ball for the Hawkins. Carly brings it up, brings it into the offensive zone. Goes over to Josie Prevent. Comes across the top now to Josie Jackson. Bounce pass comes over here to Paige Kostler. Kostler has the basketball ripped out of there, and the ball is taken away by Bostock. Carly drives the length of the floor, and the shot is up and in. Bostock takes that one away and drives the length of the floor and scores there for Adams Central. It's now 57-28. As we approach 30 seconds to go here in the ball game, Josie Jackson with the ball. Now to Carly Wright on the wing on the left side. Comes over here to Monty Schwenke, who's into the ball game now, dribbling down the lane. Goes over on the left side of the key. A shot by Kostler is up and in. Paige Kostler hitting the field goal there for St. Cecilia. And it's now 59-28 here in the ball game with 13 seconds to play. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Cheyenne Gotch out to Wiseman. Gets it to the free throw line. A shot by Bostock is no good. Rebound is loose. Battled for. Picked up by Wiseman. Sends it out here in the three-point territory. Picked up by Raider. And that is the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight in girls high school basketball. It was never a contest from the opening start tonight as the Hawkins win going away as they pick up a 31-point win over Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball, winning by a score of 59-28. With the victory, St. Cecilia improves to 14 wins and 5 losses on the season. They will get ready for the Sutton Phillies coming up on Thursday night. Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Adams Central will fall to 4 wins and 16 losses. They will take on the Ravenna Blue Jays coming up on Thursday night right back here at the Patriot Gym. So again, the final score in this one, it was Hastings St. Cecilia beating Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 59-28. We'll come back and recap this one for you after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR-463-5667.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-and-tear air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the first half of the doubleheader in the books here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it in girls high school basketball, beating Adams Central by a score of 59-28. Adams Central scores the first field goal of the ball game to grab their first and only lead here in the contest tonight. But then St. Cecilia responded as they outscored Adams Central the rest of the way in the opening period, 15-2. So the Hawkins had a 15-4 advantage at the end of one quarter. They outscored Adams Central in the second quarter, 24-5. At halftime, it was St. Cecilia leading Adams Central by a score of 39-9 as Adams Central turned the ball over 20 times in the first half alone. St. Cecilia led 48-24 after three quarters, and again, the Hawkettes go on to win tonight over Adams Central by a score of 59-28. At the boys' game coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we'll take another break and come back and check the numbers in the girls' ball game as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Here for you. Close to home.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Patriot Gym in between games here tonight between Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia, the girls' game in the books. And again, it was St. Cecilia tonight winning over Adams Central by a score of 59-28. Checking the scoring in the ball game tonight, Kaylee Rader and Anna Queen led the way tonight for the Patriots, each scoring 7 points. Rader had a couple of field goals, and she had a three-point goal, 7 points in the ball game. Anna Queen had a three-pointer, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free-throw line for her 7. The other scores for Adams Central. It was Carly Bostock hitting a field goal, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free-throw line for 4 points. Scoring 3 points was Sydney Niemeyer. She had a field goal, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line. Also scoring 3 points was Emily Boniface. She had a three-pointer in the second half of play. Georgie Johnson got a field goal for 2 for the Patriots. Adams Central hitting 7 out of 16 from the free throw line of the ball game tonight. Jamie Gilbert also got into the contest and hit a field goal for 2 points for Tim Walker and the Patriots. The scoring for Hastings St. Cecilia, they were led by Caitlin Ernst tonight as she scores 13 points in the ball game. Ernst also did a good job on the boards tonight. She had 5 field goals and she was 3 out of 6 from the free throw line, so Ernst scoring 13. Chanel Farmer ends up with 11 points. In the contest, she had 9 in the first half. Farmer hitting 1 3-point field goal. She had 4 2-point field goals, so Farmer scoring 11 in the ball game. Caitlin Ernst, game-high honors with 13 points. The other scorers for Hastings St. Cecilia, not a bunch of them here tonight. Alyssa Schropp had 5 points. She had a 3 and a 2. She was 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Also scoring 5 was Libby Kissinger. She had a field goal, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Jamie Williams on a field goal, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Claire Hamburger also had 4 points as Hamburger connected on 2 field goals. Scoring 3 tonight was Olivia Thomas. She had a field goal. Actually, she had only 2 points, missed a free throw attempt. So Olivia Thomas with 2 in the ball game. Paige Kostler got a field goal for 2. Sarah Gettert, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. And Josie Jackson hit 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 2 points. Carly Wright got into the ball game and hit a couple of field goals in the first half. She had 4. So again, it was Hastings St. Cecilia winning in the girls' ball game tonight by a score of 59-28 over Adams Central. Take another break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriot Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia girls knocking off Adams Central tonight by a score of 59-28. Had the shooting numbers into the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia ended up shooting 21 out of 40 from the field tonight for 53%. Adams Central is just 9 out of 33 for 27%. St. Cecilia on three-pointers tonight, 3 out of 12 for 25%. The Patriots connected on just 2 out of 6 from behind the arc for 33%. Free throws, St. Cecilia was 12 out of 19 for 63%. Adams Central was 7 out of 18 for 39%. Rebounds, St. Cecilia had 29. Adams Central had 22. St. Cecilia winning on the offensive glass 11-5 in the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia ended up turning the ball over 20 times in the ball game, officially 28 for Adams Central, so they had just 8 turnovers in the second half of play. St. Cecilia came up with 17 steals. Adams Central had 14 steals. St. Cecilia had 3 blocked shots. Adams Central had 1. So the Hawkettes hit 53% from the field tonight, 25% from three-point territory, 63% from the free throw line. And they go on to blast Adams Central tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 59-28. St. Cecilia now 14-5 on the season. They will take on the Sutton Phillies on Thursday night back at the Chapman Gym. Adams Central drops to 4 wins and 16 losses. They will play the Ravenna Blue Jays on Thursday night right back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Again, 59-28. The final score, St. Cecilia wins it over Adams Central here tonight. Sneaking up on game time of game number 2, we got the boys game coming up next. Should be a competitive battle between Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central here tonight. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back and chat with the head coach for the Adams Central Patriots, Zach Foster, as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.